We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There it is. New open air for B. Scott as Tyler is at work. Our Texans report every single Wednesday, 4:40. Brandon Scott jumps in the spot. Now, I do want to get to, because I know you want, I know you got some thoughts. We may be on the other side on this J.J. Watt thing. I do want to say something I heard you speak about, and I kind of heard you guys talking about driving back from the airport when I was coming back from New York, and I thought it was a really good thing.
Is this before or after you fell on your back?
Well before I fell on my back.
Great question.
I was just curious.
It wasn't a great question.
It was afterwards, wasn't it, when you were coming back?
Yeah, I was coming back. You know it was.
You already recovered from the soreness.
Yeah, I'd already gotten real drunk. I'd like to switch backs with Ryan Preston. That's how I am right now, and I was good for it. But you brought up something. I know you were at the celebrity baseball game that led to the J.J. Watt anyway. The softball game.
Softball anyway.
And I thought you brought up a good point about Tytus Howard. Like, there are people who have the concern and wonder, because I think I heard Cody talking about it on In the Loop last week. Or a couple of weeks ago, saying there's a concern if Tytus will be ready. Hey, no way in hell Tytus would have been touching that field in cleats or in shoes if there was any concern about his readiness with his leg injury. And I thought when I've heard people say that, well, you know what? I can understand that. Now, there's no way a second-round pick is insurance for that. But I could understand that. But now we clearly see Tytus Howard is healthy. Is healthy and going to be ready to go in training camp. So this don't have anything to do with injury. So with that being the point, like, we should see that he's going to be the cat at right tackle this year, because it's not a concern of his injury. Because what D'Amico was out there too, wasn't he? I don't think he'd have been out there saying, go ahead, man. Stretch it out.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Let's play this game.
Let
this
it rip, big fella.
That don't matter. So I thought that was a good conversation point. About the Tytus Howard thing, which has been getting a lot of run, whether he's going to be the guy at right tackle.
Yeah, and the Tytus Howard thing is getting a lot of run because of the move that they made, because of the draft pick that they made. Blake Fisher drafting him in the second round, even though it is your second round pick, so it's kind of a luxury pick, you got to keep that in mind. It's still a premium pick for a position like that to just add depth. I think that's been Clint's issue. It's like, hey, you're not drafting for depth. At that point in the draft, you want to draft for depth. That's for later in the draft, or, you know, if you're in a greater position as a team. But in Clint's view, and I think I agree with him, I would agree with him, they could still stand to feel some needs. So you think about it, it's like, is this a real need or should it be if you've got Titus and Laremy Tunsil under contract over the next couple of years? So it does make you wonder, how do they view those players, right? Because if it's not an injury issue, it might be more of, hey, do we think that this player is worth the cost by the time that cost is due? You got to think about the fact that they restructured Titus's contract and, you know, he did, like, they did move his position last year. I think it's in part him being a victim of being mismanaged, but it doesn't separate you from the reality of them perhaps looking at him differently from the time that they extended him last year.
I thought that was a good point you guys discussed.
It's real odd. I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's a real odd thing because ideally, and I said this at the time, I'm like, look, in an ideal world, those are your two tackles at least for the next 2 years. You should be at least one, if not two drafts away from needing to draft a tackle at that spot. So I thought it was a year or maybe 2 years early for drafting a tackle.
I could see them, Clint, saying to themselves, by the time we have to start paying CJ big time, we want one of those tackle high numbers off.
But that's not for another 2 years. Like, this is year two, you get three.
Really,
you get four.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really another 4 years.
Yeah, that money doesn't kick in for another few years. It's set up that way to not kick in until after these contracts are expired.
Well, I mean, either way you slice it, like, there's an out after next year with Titus. There's an out in 2 years with Laremy. So, like, I don't disagree with. I don't think there's any of the takes are crazy. Like, I get drafting for the future. I like drafting for depth. I like forward thinking. But at the end of the day, if you're going to do all those things, I mean, one of your more solid positions on this team, assuming everybody stays healthy, is tackle, right? We have older players playing that you're depending on at the other safety position. And a guy that severely underperformed last year in Jalen Petrie. You have two corners that have never played up to their ability. I mean, there's several other positions that depth is more likely to come into play than at the tackle position.
Well, here's the way I rationalize it. It is still true, and I'm agreeing with you, but it is still true that since the last time we've seen those guys play football, both tackles, Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard, both have had knee surgeries.
Sure.
Okay, and nobody knows more about that, obviously, than the Texans do.
Yeah.
So you got to think about the fact that they had the knee surgeries and why they had them and what that meant. They missed time last year. So, look, George Fant turned out to be a hell of an investment last year. Now, that wasn't a second-round pick, I understand. But investing in tackle last year, which they did, so much to the point that they were able to take their starting right tackle and move him inside at guard, a decision that we all disagree with, but something that they were able to do because they had tackles, it shows you how much they are prioritizing tackle and at the same time want insurance if one of those guys goes down. If you don't have Laremy Tunsil or Titus Howard for a stretch, which has been the case in the past. So I understand it from that standpoint. It was still just surprising to me because I agree with you. There should have been high, or I thought at least, that there should have been higher priorities.
Yeah, to your point, Clint, I think D'Amico and Nick would say, well, we drafted a corner in the second round and we drafted a safety in the third.
Yeah.
We drafted from this tackle because one of them dudes ain't going to be here after next year. Probably Titus. Just the way they drafted.
Man, that's a
– The way they drafted.
And I know you hate that.
The way they drafted and the way they structured the contract.
Yes.
Both.
Well, I got a real problem with that line of thinking on their part. I mean, if you make Titus Howard one of the top paid right tackles in the game, play him at guard for another year.
That's the issue.
And then give him 17 games at tackle and you're already planning the exit strategy. Like, I don't know. I got to question what the hell you're doing, giving away that kind of money to a guy that you're planning the exit. You're going to play him in a different position and then plan the exit strategy before you ever see what he can do at tackle. I don't know. To me, it's an odd way of going about it. Again, if you were a team like the Eagles or the Ravens or, you know, the Chiefs, you know, one of those squads where it's like, hey, man, we're on top. We're just trying to stay here. I think the Texans are more in build mode than that mindset. I don't know. That's just where I'm at with it.
All right, B. Scott with us, as he is always on Wednesdays, Texans Report. And And Brandon, you're allowing yourself to dream, aren't you? You're trying to allow yourself to dream with the J.J. Watt situation.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much of a dream it is. I went there with the mindset that this was a news item and this was something to get comment on. And the man commented. I'm just dealing with the comments that I get, man. Look, it might happen, it might not happen, but I'm just dealing with the news. I don't know why you're so against the news, man. What's with that?
This is my thing.
You're really not feeling this JJ thing.
It's a couple of routes for me. One, like, they just don't need this. This is like the JJ Watt coming back thing was the circus. Let's get something good. Let's get something to pom-pom about. It's here. Like, these guys, it's their time to roll, and they are ready. They're a real contender. And I know for JJ in his career, it sucks. They're a bigger contender than they ever were in any of the years that he was here. And they've done that because they have built this thing, and these cats are ready to roll. And JJ, listen, he retired, and he hasn't played here for years, and I think he is done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.